Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touched air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you want to be on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. All right, friends, thank you very much for tuning in to another members episode. Just to let you know, I am going to be at the Smoky Mountain Bigfoot Conference on July 25th this year. I was asked to participate on a roundtable, and so I'll be doing a roundtable discussion where I'm not hosting it. I'll be the one getting questions asked to, and then I'll have a booth as well. So if you want to come on out and meet me and the guys, July 25th is your opportunity at the Smoky Mountain Bigfoot Conference in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Hope to see you there. Also, friends, my book is now available for pre-order on Amazon. Link in the description of this episode. It encompasses my journey throughout my life of the supernatural, starting in my childhood into the show. We cover things that I've been through, things that have happened on the show, and how all these things have molded me into how I view the supernatural today. If you're interested in this book, pre-order today because that greatly helps me in the algorithm on Amazon. So Amazon knows that people want this book and they push it to other people. I think this book is going to change people's lives. I really do believe that it's going to help people understand the supernatural in a very unique way. So if you want to be part of that process and the success of the book, go ahead and pre-order today, The Confessionals, Exposing Warring Kingdoms. All right. Now, today we have Thomas coming on the show, and he's a former Marine that recounts a three-day trip to the area surrounding Skinwalker Ranch that began as a search for UFOs, but quickly spiraled into a series of terrifying encounters, including an unearthly creature, mysterious orbs that appeared to open a glowing portal, and a string of bizarre events that seemed to follow him along after he left Utah. As we compare his experiences with my own while I investigated the same region, we explore the infamous hitchhiker effect and the strange phenomenon reported around the ranch, and whether something unseen may still be operating there today. I believe it does. Let's get to Thomas in this conversation right now. Right, today we have Thomas on the show. Thomas, my friend, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Can I call you my friend? I know we just met, but you know.
Sure, that's fine.
So you and I spent some time here talking, and you're down in Texas, but what you experienced is not in Texas, it's in Utah. And I found it interesting because I too have experiences in Utah, and I'm excited to hear your experiences, why you were out there, The reason why I was out there, I was shooting a documentary and I was sleeping on the desert floor for an entire week and I hated every second of it. I was miserable. Yes. My back hurt. I had almost 100 degree weather during the day and I had snow, rain. It was crazy. And I hated every second of it. But the documentary made it look like it was so much fun, but I hated it. It was not fun. But you emailed us about the same area around Skinwalker Ranch. And you said to make this, in your email, you wrote, to make a very long 3-day story short, my teenager, dog, and myself witnessed a Skinwalker at the ranch itself. And then not even an hour or two later, these orbs showed up and started opening a doorway with weird lights coming out of it. In hindsight, a year later now, I know what all this stuff is about, but at the time it was utter confusion. And when I see that, I'm like, oh yeah, I also have had utter confusion in this location.
Yeah.
So with that said, take it away. Share with people before you get into what you were doing out there, what your belief was going into these kind of things. Was the idea of Skinwalker even on your radar?
No. And my daughter and I, well, just to go back, just give a little prologue here. My daughter and I, like before I met my wife and I hitchhiked, I traveled around the world. And that's just when I got out of the Marines, that's what I did. So I was aching to go out. And before my daughter turned, 14 or 13 at the time, I can't remember. I was like, I want to take her on an adventure. Let's go there. Because I hear there's a bunch of UFOs because I've had some weird experiences. And that's not correlated to this. But I was fascinated by it because of all the UFO releases. So we go to Colorado. I don't see anything. And I heard about Skinwalker Ranch. But I haven't seen any shows on it. I didn't see anything. And there's literally a campground right next to it called UFO Valley Campground. So like,
yeah.
So I was like, I want to see UFOs. And so so we leave Colorado. We start going down. And then I can't remember the town name.
Vernal?
Sorry. I can't remember. It's where the ranch is at. I don't remember most of the town names. We get down there. We go to the front gate. It's like this little hippie guy. He looks on with a shotgun with a dog who definitely does not belong there. Who's like going around like, this is a weird town, man. Like, I just, what is happening here? And then I go to the place and I call the lady there. Really nice lady. I'd actually recommend, besides the horrific event, to go check it out because they actually really take care of it. They rent a section.
You're talking about the campground.
The campground. Have you been there?
No, okay, I haven't been to the campground. I've been in the area and driven by it.
Yeah, it's they actually take care of it. And then they rent actually a section. I can't remember what section, but there's a section of the ranch that they rent and they hunt on. They hunt, and I think there's a lot of oil rigs out there, if I remember.
Very much.
Yeah. And I called the lady because I'm running on a shoestring budget. I only have like $1,200 for this whole trip. It's not a whole lot of money. And so I call and like, hey, we're camping in our van. Can I come out? And she's like, oh, yeah. Have you seen the latest season of Skinwalker? And I was like, no. And she just like was stunned by the answer. She's like, why are you coming here? I was like, I need to camp somewhere. And you say UFO Valley Campground. That's what I want to see. Like, and it was so weird because I run a business myself. And like, you don't tell your customers why you're coming here. Like, in a shocking way. It was just a weird response. And I was just like, okay, well, how much is it? And she like paused for like 5 to 10 seconds. I was like, all right. And she's like, oh, it's like 50 or 60 bucks. I can't remember. Here's the address. Come to it. We get there and she's got this really nice house. And next to it's a small little nice shack. And she sells all her equipment there. And we get in there. And she asks again. She's like, well, why are you here? I was like, I need to camp because I've got my camping set and everything. I'm going to sleep here for the night and hopefully see some UFOs. And she was genuinely like, I've seen fear, in the Marines in Afghanistan. I know what real fear is. And she has like a sincere concern that my daughter was with me. Hmm. That was like the first red flag. I was like, this is like, and you have to imagine at the time, I didn't believe in any of this. Like that was just nonsense. Like ghosts, spirits, any of that, it's just ridiculous. And she was like genuinely concerned. She's like, why did you bring her here?
Wow.
Again, I'm like, this is the wrong like question to ask your customer. I was just like, this is getting weird.
Yeah.
But it's really pretty out here and I want to see some UFOs. And so she's like, all right. And then I ask her, and I think she, when I reflect in hindsight, I think she lied to me to do like a, I don't know, like a blind study test or something to see if she's going crazy. Because I asked her, because later on after the event, she tells me the most insane story I've ever heard that puts like sci-fi to shame.
that's like, she experienced there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I said. I think she lied intentionally to see if she's going nuts or not. Mm. I that's my assumption. And if she's watched this video, you're not nuts, lady. You're really cool. She's actually really nice. She's a very nice woman. And so she shows us around. She's got some chickens and, you know, some animals. Takes my daughter to show them. And then she takes up. We go up around the hill. Then you could see it. It was like a ridge cliff.
Like a mesa.
Like a mesa. It was just, yeah. I don't know. I don't live out there. So I don't know all the descriptions.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. So you know what I'm talking about. So we get over there and she gives us a prime spot because it's a dead season. So we're the only ones there. And my
this sounds like a horror movie, man.
That's what my cousin said to me. He's like, dude, it sounds like a horror movie. I was like, I think the only thing they don't get in horror movies, maybe they do, I don't watch them, it's just utter confusion. You just don't know what's happening, but you feel this sense of fear the entire time. But you're just like, I don't know what's happening until it's like too late, and then you realize what's happening. Sorry, I lost. So we get on the top hill. We're overviewing, and it's like middle of the day. I think it's like 2 or 3 p.m. I think we get there, and I call my mom because she likes your show. She's into all this, and I was like, hey, Ma, you know, I got her on Facebook or whatever. I'm like, hey, I'm at Skinwalker Ranch, and even she was like, what are you doing, man? I was like, I want to see some UFOs, and she was like, kind of like campfire jokingly. It's like, oh, you might see something, but seriously, be careful. I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. If I see something, I'll tell you. And I get my dog Thor out. We have Thor and Loki. They're out. They're like medium-sized dogs. And we take them out for the potty. We're walking. Immediately, Thor is just like cautious. He's smelling around. He's like, he's taking slow steps. He's going towards, I think, the west end. There's like, because the fence goes around like that. You have the view and the fence on the left side that goes in the property as well. We went that way.
Hmm.
And we saw some footsteps and he was sniffing. And he was just like, I don't like this. And he just wanted to back away. And I was like, what is your friggin' problem, dude? Like, it's just footsteps. You're okay. So we back off. And I'd probably say like 20 minutes or 30 minutes after the call, we got our first situation. So my daughter is throwing the stick for the other dog. I can't let the other dog loose because he'll run away. So I have to hold on to him. He's like an 80-pound dog. It's not. And when he's struggling, it's a fight. And, she throws a stick. And all of a sudden, it was just like, I can't even explain it. It was like to me, it sounded like a grizzly mixed with a wolf. And my daughter said it sounded like a raspy man, like smoked like 12 packs of cigarettes. And then when I reflected on it, I was like, yeah, it was like a combination of three horrifying screams at once. And we were just like, what the hell was that? And we look at each other kind of like, you know, like that. Like I've gone hunting. I've done stuff. I have never heard that noise in my life. And later on, I've heard of hunter stories where they, like in East Texas, where they heard that same exact sound that I heard. So I was like, okay, so I'm getting some confirmation here later on. So this is crazy. I think my dog saw it because the bushes went real quick. I only saw like coyote fur, like coyote wolf. It's like that grayish brown fur, you know what I'm talking about? Like on a coyote or a wolf. It was really fast. It immediately went to the right side, just through the bush. And there wasn't a whole lot of bush. It just disappeared.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.